You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Sticking with Transnet, I suppose, a really important story. We've seen that it is going down there at its corridors with the unions there, declaring a strike over pay that management has described as illegal. And the strike at Transnet, if lengthy, does have really big ramifications on trade, on imports, on exports, and by virtue of the economy. But another wage deal that we need to be looking out for and wage talks that we need to be following closely right now is the discussions that are happening around the public sector wage bill. And to update us on what is happening on that front, I'm joined by Yanni Oosthuizen, the manager of labor relations at the Public Servants Association of South Africa. Yanni, thanks so much for your time. Have you got a good story to tell right now about how your negotiations with government over wages are going?
Well, good evening to the listeners as well. Well, I do not think that it's a good story to tell, although we hope for a good story. Unfortunately, we could not find one another. The government did not want to amend its offer to include the protection clause of the cash gratuity. And at this stage, there is not the majority agreement between labor and government at this stage. And all indications is that it might end up in industrial action.
Mm. How far are you from each other?
Well, I do not think we are far from one another. If the employer is or government is serious to clinch a deal, and they could accommodate our request to have a protection clause in protecting the cash gratuity beyond the 31st of March 2023, we will be able to go back to our members and get a fresh mandate in order to most probably accept the offer on the table. But at this stage, government is clear that they are not willing to even look into that. And they have tabled their final offer, and that's their final offer. So really, we do not think that government is serious in ensuring that labor peace and stability prevail given the economic and current situation in the country. They are rather in the Coordinating Bargaining Council challenge the PSA in using the certificate of non-resolution if they are not happy. So from the PSA side, we think that it is very, very, very unfortunate that government put such a stance.
Right. So I'm gonna probe you a little bit more on that, but I just want to understand what it exactly it is that you want. I mean, you've spoken about the protection of the gratuity part of the deal, but in terms of the increase in wage, what is it that you are looking for?
Well, at this stage, the offer is 3% a pensionable increase on the table. So we have said if they can protect the cash gratuity, we might be able to go and sell this offer to our members. Mm-hmm. Without the protection of that cash gratuity, given the current interest rates, it is impossible to rely on the 1,000 rand cash gratuity that will stop at the end of March, where members will be 1,000 rand less in pocket. Actually, it's much less than 1,000 rand given the current interest rates. So there's no way, if we cannot protect that or build it into the baseline, that we will be able even to convince our members to even consider such an offer.
Mm. But you know, they're saying that right now, I mean, the purse strings are tight. The national purse strings are tight. They have to walk a really tight fiscal rope to ensure that, South Africa's economy doesn't get red flagged again by the ratings agencies, a situation that is not going to be great for everyone. I mean, what do you make of that and just affordability right now, given the fact that times are tough, even for government?
Well, we do understand that times are tough for government, and we do have empathy with the government. But we must also be honest with one another. If I come to you and said, well, this is all that I can offer, I can only give you 3% increase on the baseline, given the fact that in 2020 the government did not honor even their own agreement, they negate from that agreement. So public servants is already 3 years behind receiving an increase on the pensionable salaries. So they, who are supposed to provide service delivery, who was working through COVID, who were frontline workers, getting the country on the run and make sure that everything is up and running, is actually facing the brunt of the employer by just saying there's no money. If we as unions have even indicated to government where there is possible funding that they can look at. But instead of that, they rather just decide, no, there's fiscal constraints and we are not going to look into that. So it actually is an insult to government employees.
Mm. So where to from here? I mean, you initially say that from your discussions, the government has dared you to put simply strike, as it were. And I just want to understand where to from here and what will make you make that decision to pursue that path?
Well, in terms of the Labor Relations Act, there is processes that must unfold. Yes, it appears that you have a certificate of non-resolution. We can give notice. But unfortunately, we have not yet concluded on the picketing rules, which is a requirement in terms of Section 69 of the Labor Relations Act. And the meeting is scheduled for the 11th of October at 10 at the Coordinated Bargaining Council in order to see whether we and government can agree to picketing rules. After we have an agreement on the picketing rules and we start with picketing during lunchtime, and then we will assess the situation and take it from there.
Okay. And we'll take it from there, Yanni, and hopefully catch up with you for an update on how those discussions went. So we'll leave it there. Yanni Westhuizen, the Manager of Labor Relations at the PSA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.